does not fall. It goes through a terrible ordeal, but it stands while the sinners are purged out. And in Ezekiel 8 through 12, we see these people that have been portrayed as bowing down to the sun, as being portrayed there in Ezekiel, as meeting their divine judgment on the borders of Jerusalem. They're the ones that are removed from the church. Those of us today that are being tempted with leaving Adventism, or are being tempted with the theology of calling the Seventh-day Adventist Church Babylon, cannot find an agreement for that philosophy in the Bible or the Spirit of Prophecy. The testimony of the Bible and Spirit of Prophecy is that it's going to be terrible spiritually in God's church just before He purifies it. And those that will go through that process and receive the seal of God are going to have a sensitivity to these abominations like no other. They're going to be sighing and crying, but they're not going to be packing up their bags and leaving. Brothers and sisters, this is the testimony of Scripture. And this truth needs to be emphasized more in Adventism, because if we do not understand that this is the testimony of prophecy, then we are set up to receive these false understandings of the church being Babylon, or we need to start a new organization that upholds the truth more fully. Brothers and sisters, only two times does God raise up a denominated people: ancient Israel and modern Israel. There's no third denominated people illustrated in prophecy. Our third presentation, we looked at how the message would go to all the world, as illustrated in Daniel 3, in Nebuchadnezzar's image being the Sunday law. Manuscript Releases, Volume 13, page 71, says this: "When the law of God is being made void, when His name is dishonored, when it is considered disloyal to the laws of the land to keep the seventh day as the Sabbath, when wolves in sheep's clothing, through blindness of minds and hardness of heart, are seeking to compel the conscience, shall we give up our loyalty to God? No, no. The wrongdoer is filled with a satanic hatred against those who are loyal to the commandments of God, but the value of God's law as a rule of conduct must be made manifest. The zeal of those who obey the Lord will be increased as the world and church unite in making the void the law. They will say with the psalmist, I love thy commandments above gold, yea, above fine gold. This is what will be sure to occur when the law of God is made void by a national act. When Sunday is exalted and sustained by law, then the principle that actuates the people of God will be made manifest.